We are a week into stage three, phase three of Ontario's reopening. And without a clear directive from government, business is reportedly finding it more and more difficult to navigate vaccine status, both for their employees and for customers as well. And joining us now, head of the Ontario Chamber of Commerce, Rocco Rossi, is on the line to discuss this further. And he joins us here on 640 Toronto. Rocco, good afternoon. Always nice to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, and particularly when there's just so much love in the air between the two of you. It was fantastic to hear that cry out of joy and gratitude in your voice.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And listen, what have you been hearing from business owners? Speaking of gratitude, I know many business owners very happy, very grateful to be open once again now that we're a week into a phase three. But we have been hearing, again, some reports that it's been pretty difficult to navigate things when it comes to vaccines in your workforce and your customers.
Absolutely right, Jeff. I mean, bottom line is that employers have an obligation by law to provide for a safe work environment. Our universities, our colleges are obligated to provide safe venues. And when you don't have clarity coming from the government, what's ending up happening is this sort of piecemeal response. So Seneca College has announced that unless you're vaccinated, you simply, whether you're staff, faculty, or student, you can't come on campus for in-person learning in the fall. You have other businesses that are putting that in place because you've heard all of these stories about the difficulty of getting workers back into businesses. And a lot of people focus on, well, if you can get EI or CERB, you know, why would you come back? And there's a certain amount to that. But another part is simply safety and security. And lots of people are still unsure. You talk about the economy reopening, but it's a dimmer switch. It's not an on-off switch. And a big part of that dimmer is going to be confidence of employees and customers. And just today, we got a survey results from Angus Reid that showed that over half of those who are vaccinated are unlikely to spend time with unvaccinated people. And that has enormous implications for the return to office and enormous implications for ramping up the recovery and the opening.
Yeah, and when you talk about implications, we have seen and heard stories are being reported of workplaces and workers actually being threatened over this, over vaccination status, Rocco.
Yeah, there was a website that went up recently because many businesses wanted to point out that, hey, to give assurances to their customers, all of our employees were all vaccinated. So you don't have to have that that worry. And sadly, some very twisted people who supposedly are there about providing people with choice to not be vaccinated, don't like businesses having the choice to then say to keep their people safe that we are vaccinated, and the vitriol online has basically forced the website to shut down, and they've gone even further and are taking out reviews and saying this is an awful restaurant, not because the food or the service or anything is bad, but because they have the audacity to say that that they are vaccinated, and in some cases to require vaccination to participate. And look, I believe completely in people's right to choose not to be vaccinated, but they cannot then deny the right to businesses and other individuals to take steps to provide for the safety and security of their business and their people. And so this is something that, absent government stepping up, and we're now seeing in Quebec and Manitoba, this development of a proof of immunization card to use to simplify matters.
Okay, well, let me stop you and ask you right there about that, if I could, Rocco, because I wanted to ask you about the premier, because he says he is not in favor of a so-called vaccine passport. And you're absolutely right. There are reports out of Quebec that they are looking at that there as cases begin to rise in that province. They're looking at some sort of vaccine passport. Does the Ontario Chamber of Commerce, do you support that idea?
100%. We'd love to see a national system so that we don't have piecemeal and confusion and complexity. And again, it's not because we want to play any kind of heavy hand. The premier has said, look, I believe in constitutional rights, and so I don't want to have two-tier. But in the same breath, he said, I'm not going to guarantee that we're not going to lock down the economy again. And he's had no issue with denying constitutional rights in lockdown for 16 months and suddenly has found religion on this issue, which is extremely problematic because society has always reserved the right. You have absolutely a right to choice, but it's not an absolute right if your actions then put at risk others. So you have the right to smoke, even though one in two smokers will end up dying from that habit, but you don't have the right to smoke in a restaurant or in closed space because you can be affecting others. No different in this case, whereby choosing to not be vaccinated and then going into environments where you have people either who've been vaccinated or who legitimately can't be vaccinated because of age or health reasons, and putting them at risk. So that is not fair. And we shouldn't be left with only the solution of locking everyone down if you can clearly see that this disease, as Dr. Fauci and others have been saying, is evolving into an illness of the non-vaccinated. And so you're making a choice, and choice has consequences.
Yeah, they're calling it now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And, you know, as you've just laid out there, I think very well, Rocco, is that there are all kinds of civil liberties, legalities involved here when it comes to being vaccinated, unvaccinated, and what that means for employees and for customers of businesses. So knowing that, does business, do they deserve some sort of guidance here from the government sooner rather than later?
They absolutely do. And interestingly, the Ontario Science Table has just issued some really good guidelines around a proof of immunization. And I think it's really laying it on the table for the premier to think very seriously about this. We also call on the federal government. In fact, the Ontario Chamber of Commerce has written a letter to both the federal and the provincial governments to move on this with speed. It was one thing to say, look, we don't want to tackle this issue when supply of vaccine is not available or there have been inequities in the distribution of that. Supply is no longer an issue. So this doesn't, the equity issues have been reduced, and we're coming up to the fall where more of us will be going back inside. And as the Quebec government has laid out, you know, if you see the numbers going back up, do you want to leave yourself with only the tool to lock all of society down? Or do you say in the highest risk areas, in non-essential services, in gyms, in venues, et cetera, that you require proof of vaccination? And Premier Ford himself has said, look, you have proof of immunization. You've got those paper receipts that you can download or that you receive after you get vaccinated. But quite frankly, that has my birthday on it. A QR code, a digital or a card produced by the government could actually provide more privacy security for individuals while making it simpler to do this. And it's not just protecting, it could also accelerate the reopening. You see in the US, for instance, at Madison Square Garden, it filled to the rafters for a Foo Fighter concert, but you had to show that you were fully vaccinated and or you had a negative COVID test within 24 hours. And that then sets the place to be full as opposed to live under capacity limits. So let's follow the science here.
All right. We will continue, of course, to watch this with a great deal of interest. Rocco, appreciate the time as always and stay well.
Stay positive, test negative, get vaccinated just as soon as you can.
All right. There's Rocco Rossi, head of the Ontario Chamber of Commerce, with us.